Tonight's devotional invitation is directly related to the Bible class that we just went through about a name, the name of the church. And I did some research. I like definitions. I like them a lot. I like to make sure I use the correct words because one time I didn't. I mixed up omniscient and omnipotent, and those aren't the same word. It embarrassed me. I don't know if anyone caught it, but it embarrassed me. And so I want to make sure that I don't do that anymore. So I look up a lot of words. I look up words. And we have a name that we know is biblical, the Church of Christ. Okay? It is a church who belongs to or is surnamed after Christ. Well, I looked up the word Christ just to see what the Webster's Dictionary would tell me the word Christ means. It means Messiah. Okay? Makes sense. It makes complete sense. We know that the Jews were looking for a Messiah. Correct? The Jesus Christ. We know that. Well, Messiah has a unique definition too. And a good word that would fit that is a deliverer. A savior, a deliverer. Okay? And this is where the Jews had it messed up. They thought this great Messiah, Jesus the Christ, who was great, okay, he's amazing, came to reinstate the kingdom of the Jews on this earth. The Israelite nation in Jerusalem. They're very confused. I don't honestly believe that all of them were confused, but I do believe that most of the powerful, the ones who held status, were confused by this. Because they're the ones, usually the ones of status, are the ones that argued with Jesus. Many of the lower folk listened to Jesus. Okay? The simple folk listened to Jesus. But the ones that had status, had a role amongst the community, so to speak, that saw themselves higher, the leaders of the community, they argued with Jesus all the time. And so they didn't realize that this kingdom was not earthly. It was heavenly. They didn't get it. They didn't get it at all. And this kingdom is the church. It is the church, all right? And I'd like us, if you have your Bible, to turn to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. In this chapter, we see Christ before Pilate. Okay? Christ before Pilate. John chapter 18. In verse 33, we'll start. And I have the King James Version. So be prepared for some these and thous. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself? Or did others tell it to thee of me? And Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence? His kingdom is not of this world. It is the church. In fact, there are other examples in these notes that I have here of where the kingdom and the church are synonymous in the same book and chapter. Okay? The question now is, are you a member of this church? Have you been surnamed of Christ? Do you belong to Jesus? Okay? There's a clear and concise way through proper study of the scriptures where we can see what to do to become a member. Just like any country club, any neighborhood, whatever, okay, there's bylaws, right? Ways to become a member. Well, the church isn't an exception. It has the same type of rules, okay? And you have to adhere to these rules if you want to be a member. First, you must hear the word and believe what we hear. Believe it with all our hearts. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. They don't go in two different categories. They're the same thought process. If you don't hear it, how can you believe it? Right? It's like when my kids say, I don't like that. It's like, have you ever eaten it? No. You don't know if you like it. Okay? You can't believe in something you've never heard. Right? Next, that belief must stir the spirit, must make you want to change your life, because you will now realize that your life has been full of sin, full of selfishness, whatever it may be. Okay? And that stirring of the spirit, that turning away from that old life, is called repentance. Okay? Acts chapter 17, verse 30. We must repent. We must repent. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 says we must confess. We have to confess the name of the Lord Jesus so that our name will be confessed in heaven. Okay? And then the one that always gets everybody, doesn't, a lot of people have no problems with that first section. But then when you get to the must of being baptized, which is very evident, it's in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, actually says it verbatim, that is the way to be saved, period, end of story. If you don't like it, then throw the whole book out. There's no point. Don't even listen to any of it. Just throw it all out, all right? Once we've been baptized, going back to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and actually I think in verse 43, we read that God adds those souls to the church. He adds them to it. We don't get to walk in, okay? God knows our heart when we are baptized, okay? He knows what we're doing. And so at that moment, He opens the door and allows us to come in. He adds us to His church. And in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, Jesus warns the church there to remain faithful unto death. Remain faithful, okay? That church is the same church that we have on the world right now. It's the same church of Christ, just a different location, congregations, right? We talked about that. If you're not a member of the Lord's church, if your surname doesn't have a of Christ or Christ in it, then we need to talk, and we need to get this fixed right here. If there's any reason other than that you may need prayers of the congregation also, both situations, we're inviting you to come forward as we stand and sing.